the cool house,
mm-hmm.
the go-to house. You always wanted to be the cool house as a kid, mm-hmm. or you always wanted to go to the cool house.
Yes.
But what was it about that house? What made it cool?
Where you were excited to go hang out there.
The number one thing, according to this survey, is a well-stocked pantry of snacks. That is the go-to house.
Yep.
I want to go to James's house. His mother has all the fruit snacks.
Oh, man.
And a Kool-Aid burst and a Sunny Delight in the fridge.
Yeah. All the bad drinks that I never stock up in my house. I'm sure my son, if he knew where Juice Box Academy was, he would go. Yeah, he would go to Monica's house because Monica's husband loves juice boxes. So
he loves them.
There's juice boxes all over the place.
That's called
and
portion
Ava used
control.
To have a random friend come by. And I forget the kid's name because he would come by. I'm like, who is this kid? He's like, hey, I'm going to leave my shoes outside. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, I'm here to see Ava. It was Ava's little friend from elementary school. And he would come over and he would go and into our snack cabinet.
What
he
was that
snack.
Kid's name? Because he had a goofy name. And it was like, you know, Cecil. It was some sort of.
It was something like that. Yeah.
That kid
random
is sitting at
kid.
Home right now listening to the radio. He goes, my name is John. Right. It was Jonathan.
It's a normal name. It's in the Bible.
I feel bad because I'm like, but I didn't know him. Anyway, he was just, you know.
Oh, what was that little kid's name? I remember that because you would talk about it. He would knock on the door and be like, yeah, I'm here to see Ava. And you're like, who are you?
Jonathan.
Who are you?
Who are you? Jonathan.
The go-to house. Did you have, was there something that just that personified the go-to house to you as a kid?
Yes. Okay. A trampoline.
A trampoline.
Because, like, they were, like, few and far in between that I would see them as a kid.
So dangerous. So,
yeah.
Oh, they were so stupid.
Oh,
trampolines
horrible.
Are so...
Oh, they're the worst, yeah.
They're the most irresponsible thing that a parent can buy a child. Or a parent can buy a parent. But, yeah, my next-door neighbor actually had a trampoline. And so we would just be able to go over whenever we wanted and just jump on a trampoline.
Yeah, and I get it. Trampolines are so fun, but what Antoine is saying is you're basically putting an extremely high risk of injury right in your backyard.
Yes.
Hey, kids, let's potentially get hurt. Here we go.
And the trampoline of my neighbor was kind of like on a hill. Like it was a little slanted.
Those are
so
my
if you
favorite.
Didn't bounce
he wanted an accident. He was like,
off.
Come on.
I saw one once. I went golfing somewhere. That's how long ago it was. It was somewhere around here in Roanoke. And you know, sometimes there's houses that are along the golf course. These people had a trampoline, and it was a severe incline. And the whole trampoline was angled right toward the kitchen window. I mean, a child could have easily crashed through the kitchen window.
Well,
I'm here for
ready
dinner.
For dinner.
Yeah, just ready.
Yes.
When
as you talk about a trampoline, I'm like, I kind of want a trampoline just for myself.
No, you don't. Please.
That's a bad idea, though.
Please,
right?
Lord, no.
Why would you want a trampoline?
Why?
I just want to jump. I don't want to jump on my furniture.
You don't seem like the kind of person that just wants to bounce. Like, I just don't see you as a bouncer.
I don't see you out there doing flips.
I want to go bounce.
I don't see you as doing flips out there.
Yeah, I don't know. I had a friend, when I was little, I thought he had the go-to house because he got free government cheese. Because they used to do, you know, where they deliver it in
the
box?
Big block.
It was the big blocks of Velveeta cheese. And Lenny loved government cheese, man. That was his favorite thing. And I always thought they were so lucky as a family that they got this free cheese. And how come my loser parents didn't get us free cheese?
Well, to add on to your food thing, I used to love going to my friend's house because his parents owned a restaurant. And the restaurant was connected to the house.
Wow.
So anytime we would go over there, if the restaurant was open, I could just walk into the restaurant and be like, hey, can I get two hot dogs, fries, and a fruit punch? And my mother would just have to pay for it later. At some later point, my mother would just have to like square it up. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You were running up the tab.
Exactly. And so my mother would get off of work and my friend's mom would call and be like, so, you know, your boy was up here today. He got two hot dogs and coleslaw, so it's an extra 15 cents.
You know what's interesting is...
I like that.
As a kid, you wanted the go-to house, man.
Yes.
Like, what could I get in this house to have all my friends want to come over here? Dad, we need a trampoline. Dad, we need a pool, whatever. Now, I've learned as a dad, what you want is to not have the go-to house. You want the go-away house. You don't want anyone to come over.
You want your house to be like a church. Nothing in it. Nothing comfortable at all.